Did people ever raise cotton in this area?
Very little. Very little. They raise some, but very little cotton raised here. Almost all cotton is further north.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever work with cotton?
No.
You know, what about sugarcane?
Oh, yeah, we raise a lot of sugarcane.
When you're raising a cotton or sugarcane, and you get out there with a hoe and you sort of thin it out, what do you say you're doing?
They're thinning it or chopping it out.
What kinds of grass will grow up where you don't want it in the cane?
Most any kind that comes along, most around here, crabgrass and... Uh-huh. And maiden cane, Bermuda grass.
Mm-hmm. Maiden?
Yeah, maiden cane was a wide-bladed grass. It grew a whole lot. It's a dry weather grass. It grew when it was real dry.
Mm-hmm.
These other grasses had to have water or they wouldn't do too good.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fences did people used to have?
Rails, mostly. Boards and rails. Wasn't no wire back then. If it was, it was so high you couldn't buy it.
What about a wooden fence that was sharpened at the top? The little
pickets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How would you build one of those?
You'd set the post and then drive a wooden peg or something through the board. One board you put all the way from one post to the other, and then these pickets went straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed them to it.
Did you ever see on this rail fence, if you wanted to make it a little higher, did you ever see people take
about two of them together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cross them? What would they call that?
I couldn't tell you now. Save myself.
Did you ever hear a stake and rider?
Yeah, there's some of them called it that, and some of them was what did you call it? But the only thing you done is just put it up there and then put a pole around the pole or another rail in between those two all the way around it.
You don't remember what that
no.
was?
No.
And the kind of wire fence people would have nowadays?
Barbed wire, woven wire.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Oh yeah, around town, around the houses and things, but not out in the field.
What would they have?
Around town, mm-hmm. they'd build rock walls around the house, stone wall.
And if you had hogs, you'd keep them?
In a hog pen or hog lot.
And something that people used to carry water in?
Water jugs.
Okay. What about if you had a well?
Dug well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a bucket in it.
Uh-huh. What was the bucket made out of?
Well, most of them was metal. Some of them was wood.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
No. It's all the same thing.
Do you ever use the word pail?
Well, might have back then. I don't remember.
Uh-huh. What would you carry food out to the hogs in?
In a slop bucket.
Okay. And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And if you were growing them in the house, you'd grow them in a
flower pot.
And something you'd fry eggs in would be a
frying pan or a skillet.
What's the difference?
None.
Do you ever see one with little legs on it you could use in the fireplace?
Yeah.
What was that
called? It was the family of the Dutch oven is what it was, but a lot of people call it a skillet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a spider?
Yeah. Well, they just called it them legs on it. On the thing. It was a frying pan with legs on it.
So people called it a
spider.
Uh-huh.